Ambassadors, diplomats, distinguished guests, everybody who's watching on our worldwide webcast, thank you for being with us today. You know, in creating the World Food Prize, our founder, Dr. Norman E. Borlaug, hoped that it would come to be seen as the Nobel Prize for Food and Agriculture, to inspire those breakthrough achievements that will be needed if our planet is to have sufficient nutritious food for all 9 billion people projected by the year 2050. And over the past 25 years, we've honored laureates from Africa, Asia, Europe, North and South America, and for a wide array of accomplishments, from plant science to food technology to political leadership. And today, we have a laureate from a region of the world never before recognized, and a new area of scientific achievement. But there's another aspect about our laureate today that I want to point out. Because Dr. Borlaug understood that the World Food Prize could play a role, one which he learned when he worked with India and Pakistan in the mid-1960s, as they faced imminent mass famine. And even though those countries were deeply divided politically, he was able to work with them to transform their approach to agriculture and avoid a great human tragedy. And from my own diplomatic career, I've come to see that confronting hunger can bring diverse people together across even the broadest political, ethnic, religious, or diplomatic differences. And it's with this lesson in mind that I share with you that our 2012 World Food Prize laureate is an individual whose work has bridged such divisions and promoted understanding in the Middle East by addressing a problem that so many countries and communities there share in common. Born in America, but raised in Israel as an Israeli citizen, our laureate was first inspired by the stark need he observed while living in the arid highlands of the Negev Desert. He subsequently conceived of an idea that would radically transform the way that scarce amounts of water could be brought to crops in such harsh conditions in order to enhance their survivability and productivity. Over several decades at the Hebrew University and other institutions, he worked with other specialists to develop a new system of micro-irrigation, one which would forever change farming in dryland areas. And his research led to a dramatic shift away from the traditional method of irrigation, which had utilized periodic episodes of flooding to saturate the soil and then longer periods of drying out the land. Instead, our laureate's new innovative method applies water in small but continuous amounts directly to plant roots with dramatic results in both increased productivity and enhanced water conservation. Since this initial achievement in Israel, this new system of irrigation has been spread around the world, impacting thousands and thousands of farmers and producers in more than 30 countries. And in conjunction with the World Bank and other international development organizations, our laureate has worked in several Middle Eastern countries and within Palestinian communities, as well as in Turkey, Pakistan, and Sudan, to share this new technology with all who could benefit from it. And as he did so, he built relationships which promoted both greater agricultural development and greater intercultural understanding. Indeed, while our foundation never reveals the names of persons who submit nominations for our prize, it is significant that several of the letters supporting our laureate's nomination came from individuals and institutions in Egypt, Jordan, and the United Arab Emirates. And based on this unique breakthrough scientific achievement and his emulation of Dr. Borlaug's approach to building understanding through cooperation in confronting hunger and poverty, it is with enormous pleasure that I announce that the 2012 World Food Prize laureate is Dr. Daniel Hillel. I told President Kufuor I was glad he was here so he could see what kind of ovation greeted his name last year. So, and that. Anyway, the World Food Prize will be presented to Dr. Hillel at a ceremony at the magnificent Iowa State Capitol on October 18th. I want to extend the warmest possible invitation to everyone here to join us at that time, and also for our Borlaug Dialogue, which is entitled Partnerships and Priorities, Transforming the Global Food Security Agenda. As you leave, you'll receive one of these brochures and tell you about how you can register. And it's now my pleasure to introduce the State Department Acting Special Representative for Global Food Security, Jonathan Schreier.
Good morning. I'm glad to be with you here today, in part because it's one of the few times I can wear my I Love Norm button and people understand it. We're gathered here in the Benjamin Franklin Room this morning, so it's only appropriate to recall his high regard for agriculture, a cornerstone of American prosperity. Benjamin Franklin said, "There seem to be but three ways for a nation to acquire wealth. The first is by war, as the Romans did in plundering their conquered neighbors. This is robbery. The second, by commerce, which is generally cheating. The third is by agriculture, the only honest way, wherein man receives a real increase of the seed thrown into the ground in a kind of continual miracle wrought by the hand of God in his favor as a reward for his innocent life and his virtuous industry." So, following in the footsteps of our founding generation, Secretary Clinton has been industrious and virtuous in supporting the cause of food and nutrition security through agricultural development. And in 2009, when President Obama pledged $3.5 billion in U.S. support over 3 years to advance global food security, leveraging more than $18.5 billion from other donors, it was Secretary Clinton that took the lead on the initiative here in Washington. This became Feed the Future, the U.S. government's Global Hunger and Food Security Initiative, now led by USAID, as announced in Secretary Clinton's groundbreaking Quadrennial Diplomacy and Development Review. Feed the Future is helping countries transform their own agricultural sectors through investments across entire agricultural value chains. But Feed the Future is about more than just better seeds, more than market development, and more than economic growth. It's about people and improving quality of life through economic empowerment and through improved health. Secretary Clinton has led the charge to integrate nutrition throughout food security plans to ensure that the people we help receive the greatest possible benefit and to look out for some of our most vulnerable populations, pregnant women and infants. So together with international partners, she launched the 1,000 Days Partnership in September 2010 at the UN General Assembly. This public-private partnership focuses global attention on nutrition in the 1,000 days from pregnancy through a child's second birthday. Adequate nutrition during this window lessens vulnerability to both chronic and infectious disease, improves a child's cognitive and physical development, and thus improves educational outcomes and labor force productivity. These factors all drive a country's long-term health, prosperity, and stability. And Secretary Clinton certainly has not stopped there. Together with President Obama, she most recently helped launch the new Alliance for Food Security and Nutrition with the G8 and with African partners, including Ghana and Mozambique, among others, as announced on the margins of and during the G8 summit just a few weeks ago. The new alliance aims to ensure developing countries benefit from a diverse variety of investments, particularly from the private sector, so that we can help sub-Saharan African countries reach a goal of lifting 50 million people out of poverty within 10 years. Because I can think of no more fitting person to recognize the 2012 World Food Prize winner, Dr. Daniel Hillel, I'm pleased to introduce Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And this is an occasion that we look forward to every year because of the importance of the work that is done to merit such a distinguished prize. And I want to thank you, Jonathan, for leading our efforts here at the State Department, and Ambassador Quinn for your continued leadership on behalf of this very pressing issue. And it's a wonderful honor to have with us former presidents. Thank you so much, President Kufuor, for your leadership on this incredibly significant issue. And thank you very much, President Chissano, for your leadership as well. We are proud to be partnering with both Ghana and Mozambique. I also want to add my word of welcome to former Congressman Jim Leach and my friend and colleague, Congressman Leonard Boswell. It's not an accident that they're from Iowa. And I'm pleased that we could have with us the representation of the Israeli embassy. I thank you very much, Chargé Ambassador Binna, for being with us. And I want to recognize in absentia John and Janice Ruan, the generous sponsors of the World Food Prize, who were unable to join us here today. Our newest laureate, as Ambassador Quinn just revealed, is a master of applying new thinking to old problems. In that sense, he truly is following in the footsteps of the founder of the World Food Prize, Dr. Norman Borlaug. And I love Jonathan's "I love Norman" button. You are here because you already know that Dr. Borlaug launched the Green Revolution by examining the chain of events that starts with a farmer planting a seed and ends with a family sitting down to dinner. He looked for ways to improve each step, starting with the seed itself. And Dr. Daniel Hillel turned his attention to another essential link in the agricultural chain, water. And water has been a very big topic of concern here in the State Department. Our Assistant Secretary, Carrie Ann Jones, is a leader in the area of science and technology and water in particular. And we have tried to focus our government's attention and the world's attention on the importance of getting ahead of what will be a devastating water crisis if we are not smarter and more purposeful in addressing the problems now. So it's especially fitting, Ambassador Quinn, that we honor today someone who has made such contributions because he understood the critical role that water plays in agriculture and the importance of getting every last drop used efficiently. We use more water for agriculture than for any other human pursuit, more than cooking, cleaning, or manufacturing. It takes roughly a liter of water to produce just 1 calorie of food. Another reason for us all to watch our calories, I guess. There's also, you wonder why you're standing. The latest research shows you burn more calories when you stand. So we're doing our part. But in many regions of the world that so many of you are from or you work in, you know that water is either too scarce or too unpredictable to sustain what we think of as regular agriculture. For 40 years, Dr. Hillel has worked to solve this problem by bringing his micro-irrigation techniques to the driest and least hospitable growing climates on Earth, from Israel to Pakistan to Sudan. Today, farmers using micro-irrigation produce high-yield, nutritious crops on more than 6 million hectares worldwide. Dr. Hillel's work will become even more important as we grapple with how to feed the world's growing population. We know the facts. Nearly a billion people already go to bed hungry every night. By the year 2050, the global population is estimated to reach 9 billion. And according to the latest FAO estimates, the world will need to produce 60% more food than we do today to feed everyone. In that same time, the demand for water to grow food will rise by almost 20%. But our water supply is finite, so if we're going to strengthen food security, we have to get more out of each drop. Now, of course, making sure people get enough nutritious food is fundamentally a human moral concern. But it does have implications for global health and development. When people are undernourished or malnourished, they are more susceptible to illness and disease. Children in particular suffer if they don't get proper nutrition during the 1,000 days from their mother's pregnancy through age 2. It stunts their growth and diminishes their ability to learn. So when they become adults, their ability to earn a living is limited, which in turn limits their country's economic prospects. When you multiply this chain of cause and effect by a billion people suffering from chronic hunger, you can see how undernutrition hobbles global economic advancement. Food security is also fundamental to human security. Scarce food resources can lead to panic buying, countries disrupting or even stopping their food trades, and spikes in the price of food. That then can lead to public unrest or violent protests. When nations make competing claims for fertile fields or sources of water, it can also undermine regional stability. But when we strengthen food security and enhance cooperation at the local, national, and regional levels, we create a stronger base for our efforts to promote human development, dignity, and security worldwide. And why don't we, can we help right here and maybe get some water? Yeah. Thanks, Kyria. Thanks, Jonathan. I'm going to continue, okay? So that we'll tend to this, but we will also continue to address why this is so important and why Dr. Hillel is such an appropriate recipient. As Jonathan has said, we have worked over the past 3.5 years to put food security on the top of the global development agenda. And our premier food security initiative, Feed the Future, is focused on spurring innovation and finding ways to do more with less and deliver results to people in need. We're working with 19 countries in Latin America, Africa, the Middle East, and East Asia, developing individual plans of action. And we're doing some interesting and innovative work. For example, Feed the Future on the ground in Senegal is working with master farmers enrolled in a training program developed by USAID and the Peace Corps. So farmers are learning better techniques like how to reduce the amount of water soil loses through evaporation, tripling the yield from their corn crops. And through Feed the Future, we're also making investments in watershed management. We've dedicated over $100 million since 2011 to promote water productivity in agricultural development. But this work cannot be only the work of scientists and agronomists. It takes political will and leadership at every level. It takes private investors who see the long-term benefits to this. And that's why the president announced the latest partnership, the New Alliance for Food Security and Nutrition around the G8, where we're working with African leaders to better coordinate our resources and to bring private sector investments into this important work. And so for me, being able once a year to salute leaders like Dr. Borlaug and the laureate for this year, Dr. Hillel, is the least we can do to recognize those who are truly making a difference. And now it's our responsibility, and I'm delighted to see these interns from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, because it's particularly to you that we look to be the leaders of tomorrow here in the United States and across the world, to take everything we are learning from science and research and translate it into results on the ground. And the Green Revolution saved as many as a billion people from starvation. It is up to us to make sure we save the next billion. Thank you all very much.
Well, Madam Secretary, thank you for those wonderful, inspiring remarks and your wonderful words about our founder, Dr. Norman Borlaug. And I wanted to take just 1 minute so that you know what your personal leadership meant to Dr. Borlaug. And I remember very vividly being here on June the 12th, 2009, with you for the first time you presided over this event. And Dr. Borlaug wanted to be here so much that day, but his health started slipping, and it prevented him from making the trip. And we were supposed to go to a Cubs game the next day as well, so we were both. But even though he was in the last few months of his life, Dr. Borlaug was still intensely focused on bringing the Green Revolution to Africa. But he had become fearful. He had felt that there might not be the energy and the direction in America to accomplish this goal after he departed the scene. And so I phoned him right after the ceremony to tell him what had happened, what you said, and that you outlined the principles about Feed the Future and what it was going to be. And Madam Secretary, your words and the leadership you provided that day filled Dr. Borlaug with renewed hope that the goal he dreamed of, that African Green Revolution, might yet be accomplished. And when he passed away 3 months later, on September 12, 2009, his last words were, "Take it to the farmer." And since then, Madam Secretary, you have put global food security front and center on the U.S. foreign policy agenda. It is a remarkable transformational accomplishment for which you deserve enormous credit. And as we all saw at the recent G8 summit, you and Secretary Vilsack and Administrator Shaw, the Obama administration, with bipartisan support, are indeed working with African leaders and the international community to fulfill Dr. Borlaug's last wish. And it's for that reason I'm so pleased with President Kufuor and Chissano here to present to you this special commemorative version of Dr. Borlaug's Congressional Gold Medal that Congressman Boswell helped arrange and Representative Leach helped arrange, our country's highest civilian honor, which he received in 2007, which bears his likeness. I hope it'll be forever a reminder of the enormous respect and gratitude that Dr. Borlaug had for you and what you were doing. That was from the heart.
That was so nice.
And it was from his heart. He really was just caring.
In closing, I'd like to thank everyone for being here today as we recognize the potential of agricultural research to address the challenge of food security. On behalf of Secretary Clinton, Ambassador Quinn, and the World Food Prize Foundation, I thank you all again and ask you to join us now for reception. Thank you very much.